Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
7:49, excited for my next guest. You might have heard me throwing forward to this a little bit earlier on the drive show. I was mentioning to the team earlier how the nicest humans on earth are the gentlemen who work in the forecourt of petrol stations. The guys who never shout declined when your card doesn't go through. They just say, ah, it's sort of, I'm sure, and then they go and change it, even though they know. They know you're broke, but they're very sweet about it. The guys who, even though so many of us don't travel around with cash on us, and you're actually unable to put a tip when you are purchasing petrol because it's a very different system that's coming out of the pump versus what's going out of the forecourt staff. If you're not carrying a lot of cash on you, they are still very willing to be like, let me check your tires, let me check your windscreen and all of that. And so it is really awesome that Sasol has introduced a new way for you to tip petrol attendants at their fuel stations. It's called Tipped. It's a digital tipping system, which makes it a great deal easier and more convenient for us to tip petrol attendants straight from our smartphones using a QR code. Joining me to help understand a little bit more on this tech and innovation segment is Zanele Hadebe, Vice President of Strategic Marketing for Sasol Energy Marketing and Sales. Good evening, Zanele. Thanks so much for joining us.
Evening, Afila, and to your listeners as well.
Tell us what prompted Sasol to roll this out.
So I think the first thing was really of what is another way that customers can freely express their gratitude. And the big challenge has always been, you know, when customers don't have cash and they want to still show their gratitude by tipping. You know, this kept on coming up, and we were able to pull through the solution, which came to us as an idea from a young lady who came up with the whole platform. And we partnered up with her, and we piloted it, and it came to life. And basically, customers can simply just tap and tip digitally.
That's fantastic. So this is obviously a safe platform that we can use, and how does the money then get over to the forecourt staff?
Okay. So basically, when you want to tip digitally, each of the petrol attendants has a unique QR code, which is basically call it their digital wallet that each of them has as a unique identification. So when you tip, it basically works off a MasterPass rail. And essentially are able to use any of your banking apps, whichever major bank you bank at. There's always a scan to pay option, so it'll pick that up immediately and enable you to basically put in the amount that you want to tip, and immediately the payment goes off same time. So in the same way, by simply scanning the QR code, and you're good to go, and the attendant receives that tip into the what we call a digital wallet. So all of the petrol attendants have access to an app where they can see basically, oh, these are the amount of tips I'm getting, mm-hmm. and basically they have the opportunity to decide where they want to use it, so they can transfer it to their bank account, or they actually have access to utilize that money at any of the different retailers that are already onboarded onto the app for them, or fast food chains and so forth. So there's quite a large variety of different retailers and fast food joints that they can go and spend that money at.
Just to be clear, sorry, Zanele, because thank you for clarifying the fact that well, helping us understand a bit better about where the money goes. I noticed in the sort of the write-up that they're talking about cash back rewards. I mean, what if I'd like to monetize this to spend however I want in my life? They can draw it as cash?
So basically, yes, they can take the money that's sitting in their digital wallet that you would have tipped them with. So let's say in a day, if a petrol attendant got a value of tips to the value of 100 rand, they mm-hmm. can decide if they want to transfer that money into their normal bank account, or if they basically like to utilize the app that they're utilizing to go to a retailer. Just as an example, let's just say Checkers, and basically use that 100 rand as a voucher to say, I want to make a purchase of goods to this value of 100 rand, and I'll use my tipped app to do that.
Out of interest, is this taxable?
No, it actually is at no cost to our petrol attendants. Great. I mean, they are working at what is the minimum basic wage.
Yes.
And, you know, those tips go a long way for what is, industry attendants who really do earn the lowest amount of money. And I mean, yes. I think in this country, there's over 140,000, 150,000 petrol attendants in the country. So they are earning a basic minimum wage. So when you really do see good service, in the same way that if you go out to a restaurant and you feel, I really love the service, I'll go over and above what is usually given. Or as I said earlier, that, you know, I have a daughter, I sometimes go to some of the restaurants that are play areas, they sometimes minders. You're just giving them a little thing to say, thank you, you've taken the time to sit with my child and really give them attention, and this is just a side thank you for you. Mm. So I think in the spirit of when you get good service, when you want to really show gratitude, that tip goes a long way for that individual over and above what they earn, and take into account, you know, all the costs that they basically take into consideration of transport, buying food, you know, what exactly is left at the end of the day for them. So those tips go a long way of also just that sense of dignity.
That is a really powerful point that you raised, the costs, transport, food, dignity. It's interesting, though, that, you know, with Sasol making this intervention, and of course we all know the origin of tipping is in the United States, and the prevalence in the United States has a lot to do with, I suppose, less protection for workers in sort of wage as opposed to salary roles, and is understood to be topping up what is maybe a legislated minimum wage but not really a living wage. Given Sasol has waded into this space, is there any consideration to improve their earnings?
I mean, the earnings are regulated from a bargaining council who publishes those rates. And obviously, each of our sites are owned by a franchisee owner, essentially, of which they adhere to those particular minimum basic rates that are set up per hour for a petrol attendee or any frontline staff. We haven't kept the tipped innovation to just the petrol attendees, but inside the store as well. The cashier could also be someone who really gives you good service at the bakery, at the hot food section. The person behind that counter could really give you phenomenal service. You can also say, I'd just like to give you a little something to say thank you.
Agreed. But you get my question, right? Which is, there's obviously a recognition, like you said, for their own dignity, the cost of transport. These are, you know, this is general cost of getting to work and being at work. Is there a recognition from Sasol that perhaps that could be improved?
You know, at this point, I can't really comment on that because that is governed at
a
different industry level. And as you know, we do have a minimum wage in this country, but each industry also has certain sets of minimum wages that are encouraged. And what I do know from our experience in terms of our petrol attendees, a petrol attendee is already sitting at about, I think, 43.61 per hour. That is what is regulated currently. So you would say right now the minimum that they're earning is about 1.9. So that's really, you know, if you really take into consideration all of the costs that individual has to carry, and depending on how large is the family that they're supporting on that salary. Those additional tips for me is, and that's why I say the sense of dignity comes in of, I didn't beg, I didn't ask. This is someone who just out of the goodness of their heart thought that I've gone the extra mile in doing my job, and I've made their day for them.
100%.
And they just want to say thank you. And, you know, that to me is what is the core of this.
Best guys in the world. I don't have TikTok, but Flip, in your WhatsApp groups, a video or three, I'm sure, has come across your way of the dancing. I mean, people be entertaining you while someone else is doing the windscreen, someone else is pumping the tires. It's like proper full service. So I'm really glad for the opportunity to be able to assist them. Tipped itself, who Sasol is partnering with in this initiative, has spoken quite a bit about the impact of making it so easy for us to tip. The CEO, Kimlin Temple, has indicated that in some areas, gratuities have increased by 40%, which is huge.
That's absolutely huge. I mean, sometimes I'll be looking at the dashboards and, you know, just to see that a person possibly in a week might have earned 200 rands from gratuities. You know, it goes a long way. And I think what was beautiful about this partnership was that this is the young lady who came with the thought, something that she'd been playing with and had already been testing it out. And we kind of walked the journey with her, and we've been piloting it for quite a long time some of our environments at two or three of our sites. Being able to be, and she would literally fly up from Cape Town each week. You know,
is this Kim Lynn?
With the petrol attendants, yes, Kim Lynn.
Oh, amazing.
And spending time engaging, and whatever feedback we've got from the petrol attendants, the franchisee owner, I mean, Peter's been phenomenal in giving back feedback, and then they go back to the table and rework and research. So there's a perception that corporates come in, they work with small companies, and unfortunately the small company doesn't get any recognition. And for me, this is really to give recognition to a small company that was entrusting us with, guys, we want to go bigger, but we really want to partner with you. And where we walk the journey and build, co-created, like, what can work better, what improves here, we're learning across the way. And getting the feedback from the actual, each of the petrol attendees, getting the feedback from the franchisee owner, and all of that goes back into making this better until we got to a point where we were happy with what we saw and we're like, okay, we're ready to now roll it out big time, and she's ready and she's confident as well as a small business owner, as a female doing this on her own.
Brilliant. So you don't have to do anything. The staff have downloaded Tipped, or at the very least have onboarded onto Tipped. You just tap your phone on that brother who is helping you out with a little bit of extra, and there's no need for you to say, No. It's right there in your phone. So thank you so much for telling us all about that. Zanele Hadebe is Vice President Strategic Marketing for Sasol Energy Marketing.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.